With traffic congestion getting ever worse in the Seattle metro area, two classes of solo drivers are asking for permission to use the carpool lanes. Correspondent Tom Bonser reports why it's a hard sell in Olympia.
Jerry Hoff volunteers once a week as a courier for Bloodworks Northwest. He drives a route between several blood warehouses, hospitals, and clinics. It passes through some of the Seattle area's worst traffic.
You know, it's got to be moved, got to stay cold. You can't sit in it unattended.
Hoff picks up a box marked Rush, Human Blood, at the blood bank in Renton.
It's just as important as an ambulance, I would think.
It's the beginning of the afternoon rush hour. Hoff pokes along in the general purpose lanes of the Valley Freeway. Two lanes over, the carpool lane moves smoothly.
I see a sheriff go by in the carpool lane. I don't think he has two people in there. They seem to be using it, and I don't know why the blood workers can't.
Hoff's employer is asking the Washington legislature to authorize blood delivery cars to use the high occupancy vehicle lanes. Separately, the Association for Wheelchair-Capable Taxicabs is asking for the same thing, so its drivers can get to far-flung pickups faster. But there's a reason these causes and others before them have run into a dead end. State traffic engineer John Nisbet told lawmakers there's already too much demand on the Seattle area carpool lanes, which undermines a core purpose of providing fast and reliable transit service.
Part of the challenge as we consider new uses is just the existing performance of the lanes.
Bloodworks Northwest says adding their 20 blood delivery couriers wouldn't make a noticeable difference in performance. The Wheelchair Accessible Taxicab Association says their 65 members wouldn't either if granted access to the carpool lanes. But the concern among some lawmakers in Olympia is that saying yes would open the floodgates for other requests from worthy causes. I'm Tom Bonsey in Seattle.